know it all. The good, bad, the ugly, great and small. The times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because all that you brought me through. And everything I survived, it's all because of you.
That is, good morning, Putin. That is Marvin Sapp. I thank you for it all, right? He said, I thank you for it all, the good, bad, and the ugly, great and small, the times of victory, and when I fall, I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears, the pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because all that you brought me through and everything I survived, it's all because of you. Now, most, because it is a gospel song, it's a Christian song. But when I hear that song, I don't think of Christianity, God, anything like that. I think of Oshun. I do. Let me go back. It says, I thank you for it all, the good, the bad, the ugly, the great and small, the times of victory, and when I fall, I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because all that you brought me through and everything I survived is all because of you. I thank you for it all, the good, the bad, the ugly, the great and small, the times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful because I'm still standing tall. There was a story, and I'm paraphrasing, right, of Oshun, of why I fell in love with Oshun, right? I didn't know if she was my crown or not, but I knew the story. And when I heard that story, I grew to love her even more. I'll tell you the story, and then I'll tell you my life. The story was Oshun went to her friends and asked for help to feed her children and to, you know, help her through the winter. All her friends did was talk about her. You know, they didn't help her. Talk about her good girlfriends, so to speak. Then she went to the guys, ones she called brother, friends, they're 10 toes deep. She asked them for help. You know what they asked her for? Pussy, in other words, sleep with me, become my wife. What she wanted to do was feed her kids, give something for the winter. She ain't never said she wasn't going to pay them back, but that wasn't what she wanted in exchange. She went to feed her babies. She went to everyone. They dogged her. They dragged her. Treated her like shit. Seriously. Laughed at her. Right? Had stories about her behind her back. So then she couldn't take it no more. She went. She took all the furs in the house. All the, you know, back then you had animal fur, so to speak. She made it like an armor. She took the knives and taped it to her arms because she knew she wasn't strong enough, right, to hold it herself because she might let go. She taped them. And she waited in the forest after she fed her babies everything that was in that refrigerator or whatever she had. She fed them and she covered them the best way she could and they went to sleep. She went to go hunting, right? She went out there. She waited. And there, some people say a lion, some people say a tiger, either or. Came in the bushes, she crouched down. And when it went to leap over, she held her hands up, said some prayers. When she opened it, the animal laid on side of her, bleeding guts out. She cut them. She had food for a few winters. She had furs for her baby, and she could go and take some of it to the market and have money. Because she didn't give up. She didn't allow shit to stop her. When I heard that, I said, what? I love her. I don't know who she is, but I love her. I love her because that story resonated with me. 1 year I was. I had my four babies in the house. I had my own crib. I was living in the projects, right? Craig was on some bullshit, not gonna lie, my ex-husband. We wasn't married then. He was on some bullshit, and I just couldn't take it. I was like, go ahead, go back home to your mama. Yeah, that's right. Marriages aren't always perfect. I know you lying. I said, you going back home to your mama. I can't do this. This I can't do. I can't do this. You know, because supposedly he was sleeping with my stepsister. So, you know, I was like, I can't do this. This I can't do. I can't. I was at that age, man. You know, back in the day, you fight over a nigga, argue, all of that. Something got in me those past few years once I started living in the projects. I always assumed I lived there for a year, but I lived there for 5 years. And I could say the last three, I wasn't trying to do that. You know, side story, we was all sitting outside. This is why I got that feeling. We were sitting outside, and Jackie, me, Mika, Sherelle, all of us, we was all sitting there. And I said, you know, y'all, we do this every night. This can't be it. This can't be my life. For us to sit out here and worry and look at what other people do and maybe go out of town once in a blue, but this can't be my fucking life. And they were like, girl, you got a man. You on welfare. You know, just stay there. Dog, what you complaining for? This is the best life we can have. That shit bugged me out because it couldn't be my life. It could not be my life. And I said, this is all that y'all think? And they said, that's it. What we need? You got a man. I got a man. This is it. We got our apartment. How's that ain't going to ever kick us out? I didn't want that. I could not fathom that. Then they started calling me bougie. Oh, you think you're better than everybody? No, this can't be it. So anyway, now you know the vibe that I had. So I did. I said, pack your stuff up. Go home to your mom. I can't do this. This I can't do. I can't do this. I'm not going to be sitting out here arguing and fighting with no fucking girl or nobody. If you're not happy at home, bye. Go. Just go. I can't do it. So I did. I went, you know, I wasn't working then, you know, and I went to my friends, you know, my good girlfriends, my motherfucking ride or dies, as they say. Oh, you don't have nothing? Oh, Miss thinks she better than everybody? Sell some pussy. I'm serious. These supposed to be my good girlfriends. My motherfucking ride or dies. My, oh, I got your back. Oh, my God. Instead, they dogged me out. I said, for real? I said, okay. Oh, then they gossiped about me. Oh, my God. That's what she gets. She shouldn't have fucked with Roosevelt. She shouldn't have got with Craig. Oh, my God. This is what she gets. See what happens when you have kids at an early age? This is what you get. Okay, all right. But I had to remember half these bitches live with their mom. So they wouldn't have understood. So, okay. But I wasn't angry. I left. Then I went to my homeboys, my motherfucking brothers, the ones that say, yo, I ride with you. Oh, my God. You know, if you fuck me or dogged me out too. Niggas gossip worse than motherfucking women. Please know that. Please know that. Motherfucking niggas gossip worse than women. Ah, damn. That's what she gets. She got all them fucking kids. Yo, I ain't taking that shit on. Dogged me the fuck out. So it wasn't no coincidence when I said, yo, I'm leaving New York. Because my time there had ran this course. I couldn't take it no more. Right? I couldn't. Couldn't take it no more. And at this point, I didn't care who judged me or whatever. It was this dude, and he always liked me. I said, I'll go out with you for $50. I said, I'm serious. Say what y'all want. This was baby back 20-something years. I don't give a fuck. Say what you want. He said, okay. I said, no, for real. Give me my money up front. I'm not playing. So, because I did. I came to him and I said, my kids, you know, I don't, the last thing I gave them was the pot of spaghetti. And, you know, I had my sister-in-law watch them. And I was like, look, I'm just going to go out with this dude. He going to pay me. So he gave me $50. I'm telling you, this was 20-something years, over 20-something years ago. And I was like, when we was on the train, I was like, because we went to 71st and Continental. I said, nah, pay me up front. I don't trust you. So he handed me $50. Okay, so I had that in my pocket. Then we went to this restaurant, this Colombian restaurant. And that was the first time I've ever been to a restaurant where they make the food into a duck when they give you the food. So it was nice. It was a little pricey, but it was nice. So I ordered half a chicken. Oh, my God, I was ordering food. And he was like, damn, you hungry? I was like, yeah. Ate only a little bit. Was like, I'm going to take this to go. He said, yeah. I said, you know, so now I'm milking this shit. I said, yeah, because, you know, after we finish fucking, I'm going to be hungry. He was like, yeah, order some more shit. Okay? So I ordered some more shit. So we had a bag. I had a nice little bag, right, to go. And then, you know, now I got to think. I got to think on my fucking toes. And I'm like, damn, you know, we should go to the movies. Like, because I'm going to be with you all night. The babysitter got my kids. Don't worry about it. He was like, yeah, I want to go see that Sylvester Stallone movie. So, you know, it was back in the day. I don't know if it was Rambo. I forgot the fucking movie. I know Sylvester Stallone was the main character. So we go to the movies. 71st and Continental, but we were down at the other one, going toward Queen Center Mall. Used to be a movie down that way, too. So we're down there. We in there. Because I didn't want nobody to see me with the person I was with. Right? He had money, but he wasn't who I needed to be. Now, in the movie theater, right, even in the restaurant, he started nodding because he went to the bathroom. So I know he was doped up. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't care. Right? So he had left money for the bill. Said, okay. So when he came back, right, now I know he nodding. He forgot that money because that nigga went in there to get high. So I'm like, all right. And I said, yo, babe, you got to pay. He said, I thought I paid. Nigga pulled out a knife. So that bill for 100. Now, mind you, I got 50 in my pocket. So that bill for 100 went in my pocket too. And he paid the dude. And the dude was looking at me. And I'm like, you know, so he paid him, tipped him. Okay, right. So now we going to the movie theater. We in the movie. He was like, sit next to me. I said, no, the bag got to sit between us. I had to think strategically, y'all. I didn't give a fuck. My main goal was to feed my kids. So I already had $100-something in my pocket. I'm good. And I got food. I'm good. So this motherfucker goes into the bathroom first time. Okay. Second time, because the movie theater was empty. The guy comes out. Yo, this nigga in there nodding. Grabbed my bag, grabbed my motherfucking jacket, hot-tailed my ass to the bus, the Q60, drove that shit all the way home. I didn't even take the train. Right when I ran out, I saw the bus. Jumped on that motherfucker. I was out. Right? So I'm thinking, this nigga ain't gonna miss me. He don't give a fuck. He high. Oh, was I wrong? So I made it home. Get in the house. I put the food up. Oh, my God. Put my money on the counter. Here this motherfucker come, because I lived on the first floor. He comes. Right? I'm serious. That's why every time I see waiting exhale with the dude screaming at her through the window, that shit triggers me. He was like, he comes up through the back because I lived in the first floor. My window was in the front and the back. This motherfucker come in the front, ha, but cursing me out. Yo, bitch, why you left me? That's fucked up. I was like, get the fuck away from my window. He was like, fuck that. Yo, you a raggedy bitch. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. You standing there because I already knew he high, right? But he ain't stupid. I said, I will call the fucking police. You going to jail today, you fucking dope fiend. Ew. Fuck you. Fuck you back. Now, mind you, finally, I grabbed my phone. You know, you had a house phone back then. And I'm like, yo, I'm on the phone with the police. They get ready to come. I'm ready to say your name. And nigga was like, fuck you. I hope you die. And he left. Now, mind you, I got my $100-something, right? I'm good. Got my baby's day food. I'm good. Like, I'm good. We had over $100 worth of takeout. So, food, shit was, they put it together. Shit was good. I believe even my homeboy put some extra, but I didn't care. I was grateful. So, I didn't know in the cut. Craig was sitting there watching the whole thing. And he walks up and he goes, I don't care if we break up or whatever. Yo, if the kids need something, all you had to do was ask. I said, okay. I said, all right. He said, you went through all of that? He's like, you went through all of that. He said, you good? I said, yeah. He was like, gonna let me in and we go food shopping in the morning. I was like, yeah. And that was it. I'm not always grateful for all of the stories of my life. But I'm thankful. You know, I am. I'm thankful. That could have went a whole new different way. This nigga could have blew my brains out. He could have did anything at the end of the day. But he was a dope fiend at the end. Drug dealer / dope fiend. Drug dealer to his heart. So all he knows is to sell fucking drugs. But he started getting high on his own shit. And he was just so amazed with me. Oh, you're so beautiful. Okay. And I used that to my advantage. When you are focused on one thing, I don't know about y'all, but I know me. When you are focused on one thing, you're going to do it until the best of your ability, or you're going to do it until, fuck it, till the wheels fall off. But it got to get done. My mother used to always tell me, if you can get up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror, then why are you worried? And every morning I looked at myself in the mirror. I knew what parts I played. I owned a lot of my shit, because a lot of my shit was my fault. Les Brown said, wherever you find yourself, you made an appointment to be there. You're right, I did. I had lousy taste in fucking men. I had poor money management skills. At one time, I wanted to be hood famous, hood rich. You buy all these clothes just to sit in front of your fucking building, which is stupid to me now. And near the end, though, I started investing in me. Still, times when I compromise that I get myself in a heap of trouble. That's why I don't like compromising. I don't. If I tell you it's one way, it's one way. I don't give a fuck. If you don't want to sign up, I'm going to get it done. But I'm that there when I know that I have something to do, or I know I have a plan or agenda, and somebody else comes along and be like, oh, well, let's do it this way. And then they just add on, and I go, oh, because I don't want to hurt their feelings. I want them to be my friend. And then I wind up fucking myself in the end. You know? So I tell people, ain't nobody working harder than me. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. If it's something that I want. If it's something I don't want, it doesn't benefit me, take that shit. That's you. I'm not. You know, but if it's something I want, I'm busting my ass for it. I don't give a fuck. You're not going to outwork me. I don't care. Sick, hurt, pain, whatever. Even my doctor said, yo, you got a fucking high tolerance for pain. I sure do, player, because I know how to work through that shit. Trust and believe. So it's going to get done. It's going to get done. So I tell you that because of this song. We all have our stories. We all have our experiences. But because of this song, it makes me think of Oshun. It makes me just love her even more. You know, of the stories, the energy, the conversation, the sentence she told me, don't complain. Anything you went through, I went through it first. And you survived, ma. In every form and fashion, I can't complain. I'm not going to complain. Makes no sense. Do I get angry? Do I feel bad about the injustices and things that's happening in the world? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And all I can do is my part now. But I know she's doing so much more to let people see. You running around thinking this person is this? Let me move the curtain so you can see all of it. Proof is in the pudding. And then somebody told me something, and I said, wow, that's cool. But still, I'm going to go with the proof is in the pudding. Show me what you're working with. Show me what you got. And if it's not right, everyone has the opportunity to change it. Everyone. We all have the opportunity to change it and to make it better. Make our lives better. Make our family better. You know, what do you rather have? Millions and millions of dollars and everybody hates you? But a loving family, a healthy family, because health is wealth. And some pennies. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to have all of that. I tell people, I don't want to be fucking filthy rich. That shit comes with problems. Fuck that. I want to be comfortable. So when the bill come in, I can pay it. That's it. That's all. That's it. When I say, hey, let's make some plans, let's all go to Brazil. Okay. I don't have to be like, damn, I got to wait and push this back. I can't pay the rent this month. I got to do this. Oh, I got to. Nah, I don't want that. That I don't want. Remember that. Remember that. Now, for some people, that's all they want. I want fame. I want fortune. I want God grant me with fame. I want to be the world's best. God bless you. Know what you're signing up for. Know what you're signing up for. Because I've seen the mighty fall. And they started off good. You know, you start off good. You know your place. You run your race. And then here they go looking over here in somebody else's yard. Well, I'm mad at that. That ain't for you. Why are you touching that? Okay. And tricking motherfuckers. That's the shit that gets me. Trick, man, listen, I love Oshun. I love me, my Oshun. I love my crown. I love all the Orisha. I do. I love them all. And I remember Angel said something that was so real to me that I still take that. You love them so much, then get initiated. That's it. Stop using excuses. What the fuck? That's what he told me. You love them so much? You want them in your life? Then go get initiated. Then shut up. Do what Aleo do. Light some candles, say some prayers, that's it. Okay, all right. They love the accolades. But if you want that so bad, then go do it. Stop doing excuses. I was like, damn. But he wasn't lying. He wasn't lying. Don't sit around and tell people, oh my God, yeah, I'm this. No. Because a motherfucker will check you. And you don't want to get embarrassed. I don't like being embarrassed. I don't know about y'all. That right there, don't embarrass me. So, no. But you have folks that will do it. They'll put that in their name. They'll asakola kala kala and muna 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 and all of that. Nah, no. Mm-mm. Nope. No. And he said it. And at first, I caught an attitude. I was like, what? Damn. He was like, no, you want it so bad. How bad do you want it? I would put my coins together, still couldn't do it. Some people get sidetracked, some people get abused, all of that, but I still stay focused. And then one time, man, I was sick. That's a whole new different story, but I did it. And then I got him. With the help of others. You know, I did. I helped a lot of people. And I'm grateful for it. Don't get it twisted. I'm grateful. That's why I'm not hurt, mad, or anything when people help me. Because I know how that feels now. Because I was helping so many people. And, you know, after a while, it just becomes normal. But when someone helps you, oh, man. It's the greatest feeling in the world. It's the greatest feeling in the world. It is. So I know that song resonates so much to me. Because I'm still here. I'm still here. Still doing what I started out doing. But every day, I fight that demon. Every demon that I fight, every day. Do I want to sell myself out? Do I want to go against my morals and principles? Because it's easy to do fucking bad. It's easy to do wrong. The hardest part is staying the course and owning your shit and being accountable. That's hard. That's hard. But discipline and staying focused is. I don't fuck with people. I'm not a bully. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you do on your thing, that's great. If you ask for my opinion, I'm going to give it. But guess what? Opinions are like assholes. We all got one. So that's it. Now, if you say that a ruler is Jesus, that's you. If it don't apply to me, I'm going to let it fly. That's your page. I'm not going over there bothering you. And if people want to listen to it, great. That's them. I can't stop them. All I can do is educate who comes to me. That's it. That's all. Oh, well, now I get thrown at. Oh, well, now we're going to be accountable and stuff. I still have yet to see anybody put Candelo's name on their goddamn page saying, hey, you know, this motherfucker did A, B, and C. So don't tell me about accountability. No. Don't tell me about, Oh, well, we need to protect the village. Why? Why? Half of y'all are still following them. So protect them from who? You? So don't come there. That's the wrong one. I'm the wrong one to come for. The wrong one. The wrong one. Uh-uh. Because, see, I have folks screenshot. Ain't you still following them? Oh, okay. Oh, I only follow him to see what he's saying. Whatever. Whatever. Like is a like. And it boosts him. The algorithms. Come on, stop. 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 Have you told your people what's going on? No. So stop. You'll do it in gossip. Oh, you see him? She posted this today. You see what he posted, right? That's it. That's all. Zero fucks about a community. That's how some of y'all are. So let's be honest. Let's be honest. Call a spade a spade. So like I said, that song resonates with me. That song, I see Oshun all the time. In that song, every lyric, everything. Because I am because of her. Because she said, this is my daughter. And I'm going to make sure she's good. I don't need 50 million initiations into something. Oh, that amazes me. Now, I may lose a few followers right now. But guess what? Come for me. I don't need 50 million initiations. I got one. My faith is in that one. I love voodoo. I think it's amazing. Guess what? I don't have nothing in my house voodoo. I love Balo. I am scratched. Didn't go down that road yet. So I don't have a pot or nothing. No. Lukumi, Orisha, I got my saints. That's who I take care of. My Egon, that's who I take care of. My warriors, that's who I take care of. That's mine right there. I don't need to go get initiated in all these different things, making you more powerful. No, it makes you broke. It makes you feel, if Johnny Depp says something that's so amazing, and I'm going to pass this to y'all. You're in love with two people. Stay with the second one. Because if you loved the first one so much, you wouldn't need the second one. So if you had faith in what you have in the beginning, you don't need all that other stuff. You can say it's pretty. Oh, my God. I respect it. It's very beautiful. I don't need all that. When they told me, oh, yeah, if you go into voodoo, you're going to have to take what? Who crown? I know you lying. Nah, I'm good, baby. I'm good. I'm good with who sits on my head. I'm good. I don't need 50 million. I got faith in the one I got. And she makes sure she does her thing, baby. What? My mama don't play, honey. That honey may be sweet, but that goddamn blade is sharp as hell. And guess what? My father's right next to her. So why? He's the one that never loses. Never. And do you know that never belongs to a lofi and only belongs to a god, not man. So he never loses. He's the one that never loses. You'll never outwork him. You will never outbattle him. What? You don't know what loss is. Never loses. He's a goon. So if I got two parents like that, why do I need to jump around and go somewhere else? Because then, in a way, that's telling them, y'all not good enough. I need more power. Nah. And I don't allow nobody to put a battery in my back. Oh, well, you need to learn about this. You need to learn about astrology. You need to learn about this. Nah, I'm good. I'm good with what I got. Oh, but I don't need enhancement. Because I know they came to do what they need to do. And guess what they said? We got you, baby girl. That's all I needed. All right? Ain't they a ruler? I have a ruler in my house. I'm good. I don't need all that extra stuff. I don't need all that extra stuff. If I got on shoes, socks, and pants, and a t-shirt, it ain't cold. I don't need no jacket. I'm good. Nah, I'm good. I don't need all that extra. Oh, well, you need to have, I'm good. You can do all of that. I don't know what your faith is, but I know what mine is. I don't know what y'all's are. Can't do all that. That's why I said, I love that song. It's all because of you. I don't need all that extra. Oh, powerful for what? What? Oh, well, your enemies are going to attack you. If they want those problems, then go ahead. Hey, but I'm not taking away or adding to nothing that they gave me. So, like I said, that's on y'all. Y'all want to have 50 million initiations and go and do all of this crazy stuff? My faith lies in them. I don't need to go nowhere else. I'm good. Oh, but you got to have. No, the only thing I got to do is breathe. That's it. I ain't I ain't got to do anything else. The only thing I got to do is breathe. And guess what? If he could decide to come the day of tomorrow, I won't be breathing. So I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Y'all can go ahead and get 50,000 initiations, go through 90 million ceremonies. You know, you keep washing a white dress, it becomes yellow stained and it loses its white and the fabric gets weak and it starts tearing. I don't need to wash my whites because they ain't turned no other color but white. I'm good. I'm good. I don't need 50 million things. That lady there, she got me. Not wavered, not said, oh, I know. No, she got me. And I love her every chance, every day, as long as I have breath in my body. That dude that's in there, he got me. All the rest of them, they got me. I don't need to do nothing else. That's on you. I can't tell you how to live yours. I can only do what mine. And they got me. Told my godfather one time. He said, you trust me? I said, man, I don't trust the ATM when my money come out of there. I said, but I can do one for you. I trust you until you give me a reason not to. Guess what? He never gave me a reason not to. I will say that. But guess what? They don't give me a reason not to neither because they said that. We got you. That's it. I will see y'all on Monday. Or at least y'all hear my voice on Monday. I'm learning now, disciplined. I am disciplining now and I'm staying focused. Don't start. I'm not the person that start on New Year's. I always start before so I can get myself ready. If you notice, I've been clocking out of Facebook, social media at night. I don't need to be on there all day, all night. Nah, I'm good. And I'll be doing my podcast from Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday, y'all need to hear my voice. Everybody needs some rest. So Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, I teach classes. We'll start at 2 o'clock, as always. It's still a chance to sign up, okay? 6-week course. We on the second week. You can come on in and get it going, okay? And so far, that's it. So let's start this off with I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Believe and have faith in what walks with you. If you need to have 20,000 hats and you only got one head, make it make sense to me, Sway. And love yourself. Above all, love yourself. Hold yourself accountable. Check your own self and do a mental check. How's your health? Okay? Make sure you get some appointments to see doctors before the new year come in. Start making your bath so you can start bathing by the new year. Get you some goat's milk and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Prepare now. Prepare now. A wise woman, as somebody told me, is a prepared woman. Prepare now. Get your flowers. Get all your stuff in. You know, prepare now. And let's start rocking and rolling. You don't need, why wait until New Year's to do something? You got time to do now. Your ass ain't doing it. The majority of y'all stay on Facebook half the time. So, and idle hands are the devil's plaything. I don't need all that. Just reciting what my mom and them used to say. That's all. Don't come for me. Don't come for me. But like I said, let's do better. Let's do better. Okay?